Good morning. Good morning, brothers and sisters.
早上好，弟兄姐妹们。
You know, I left my preaching jacket down there. We have a lot of technical difficulties here. I know how important it is for people to see me in my preaching jacket. So it was quite funny. We're laughing over our technical difficulties and some of the other things going on here. And someone said yesterday that they go out to support their mom and pop stores every Monday during the week.
我们呢刚才呢就是有一些技术上的问题，嗯，大家呢也一起开心的笑。然后昨天呢有人跟我说，他们呢每周一都要出去，就是支持他们这些地方的这种小生意。
We are not the Nordstrom of churches.
我们的教会呢不是像在像跟那家有那个 Nordstrom 这样这家店一样的有牌子的教会。
And that's good. That's a good thing.
但是呢，我觉得这是一件好事。
We have a lot of glitches and imperfections.
我们呢，有一些就是不完美的事情，也有一些技术上的问题。
But it's just good that we're together in this, and the Lord is together with us.
但是呢，在这一切当中呢，我们大家都在一起，神也与我们同在，这是美好的。
And this morning, you know, you're not here, but our chairman Bob is just so pumped up.And excited to worship the Lord. You can't feel his energy at home, but we feel it here. Me and Peter were just almost laughing in the back. Just how excited our brother Bob is here to just worship the Lord together with us.
但是今天早上呢，你没有在这里，我们在这里的人呢，也都看到我们的主席 Bob 今天早上情绪是非常的高昂。我们看到这样子，他以这样高昂的情绪来赞美我们的神，真的是非常的感动。
And his energy is so contagious.
他的精力，他的这种精力高昂的精力是非常有感染力的。
And you wouldn't have known because when we gathered together for prayer outside as a skeleton crew.
当我们在就是教堂外面几个人在一起祷告的时候
His prayer was that with all that is going on in this world today
他的祷告呢是为了这些所有在当今世界上所发生的一切
With all of the heaviness on all of our hearts
所有就是在我们内心的这种沉重
That we would be able to just lift these upAs a burden to God, so that we can be carefree, but also to receive from Him today.
尽管这一切都在发生，但是他的祷告是我们希望，就是我们能把我们的心交给神，我们能够卸下自己的重担，一起来敬拜神。
And I amen that.
我也赞同。
I amen that. If I had one question this morning.
如果今天早上我有一个问题的话
If I could start with that one question
如果我能够以这个问题来开始的话
It would be What is going on in this world today?
那我今天早上的第一个问题就是这个世界上到底在发生什么事情
Now seriously, like look if you even track the news remotely we're not only in the time of this global pandemic
如果你我要去观察一下关心一下这个除了这个我们现在这个疫情我要去关心一下新闻的话
But we have things going on in politics
我们呢有政治上有事情在发生
In America we have all the protests and the violence that has arisen because of race
因为在但是在美国呢因为种族的问题呢我们有大游行在发生，有一些暴乱在发生。
I try to treat my family driving to boba milk tea one of the evenings this last week.
上周呢，有一个晚上，就是我带着家人呢，一起开车去买波霸奶茶。
And I couldn't because the protests and the looting shut down our boba place.
正因为那个游行和抢劫呢，是我们要去的那个波霸奶茶店呢都关了。
You have no idea what that does to my wife.
你想象不到我对我的妻子来说这是一个这是一个非常难以接受的事情。
And when she doesn't have her boba milk tea, boy, you don't know what happens in our home.
如果她没有喝到她的波霸奶茶的话，你想象不到我们家会发生什么事。
But have you ever felt before that how can things get any worse and then they do?
那你有没有曾经有这样想过吗？事情能够比这样子更糟糕吗？
And Aria is telling her mother, look up, mom, when you talk, right? You know, we got to ask ourselves sometimes, what is God doing in this? What is he doing?
那有时候呢，就会问神，就是这个世界上到底在发生什么事情？
What is happening in the world?
这个世界上正在发生什么事情？
And in Sunday school class this morning, the teacher said, what is God saying?
那今天早上我们主日圣经班的老师也在说，那神在说什么呢？
Because God is speaking.
那因为神在跟我们讲话。
God is speaking to his people all over the world.
神在跟和他世界上的所有的子民讲话。
Today I want us to turn to Psalm chapter 102.
我们来翻到诗篇102篇。
So please grab your Bibles, and a lot of times I just love to hold my paper Bible and smell it, look at my old notes in there, and grab your Bible. Oh, yeah, there you go, Bobby. Grab your Bible here, sanitize it, my spittle went on it.
那我们来打开圣经102篇，诗篇102篇。
And let's go to God and ask him to speak a word to us this morning.
让我们一起走到走进神今天早上请他与我们讲话。
Father, we come before you as imperfect people wanting to listen to a God.Does not change, whose ways do not change, whose character is without error and is perfect.
父神，我们今天早上呢，以不完美的人，来到你的面前，来到这位永远也不改变，永远是完美的这位神面前。
Lord, this world seems to be spiraling down.
主啊，我们也看到这个世界呢，就好像在螺旋形的下降。
And we don't always know what is going on.
我们呢，通常不知道到底发生了什么。
There are things going from bad to worse.
事情呢，从坏变到更坏。
And so when your people gather together,
所以当你的子民聚集在一起的时候
O Lord, we ask that you speak to us.
主啊，我们请求你和我们讲话。
Because as we heard last week, in all these uncertainties, we know that one thing is for certain.
就像我们上周听到的信息，在所有这些不确定的事项中，我们知道有一件事项是非常确定的。
And so then we want to fix our eyes upon you.
所以呢，我们要定睛向你看。
Father, we give this time to you.
父啊，我们把接下来时间交给你。
Lord, we need you.
主，我们需要你。
We need you.
我们需要你。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen. You know, someone said to me that I have been preaching from the Psalms a lot recently.
知道吗？有人跟我说，就是最近呢，我讲到呢就是讲到那个诗篇特别多。
And yes, the Psalms are a go-to for me.
是的，我非常喜欢那个诗篇。
The Psalms teach us how to walk with God.
因为诗篇教我们如何与神一同行走。
The Psalms teach us how to talk to God.
诗篇教导我们如何与神交谈。
And the Psalms teach us how to worship God.
那诗篇呢，也教导我们如何去敬拜神。
And oftentimes, because they began as private prayers, they are so real and they're so raw.
通常呢，因为诗篇呢是从一个个人的祷告开始的，所以呢，这所有的一切，这所有的祷告呢，都非常的真实和活原生的。
I wish and I pray that we would hear more prayers.As real and as raw as the Psalms.
我有时候呢，希望当我们祷告的时候呢，我们能够听到越更多的像，就像诗篇当中的祷告一样，那种原生的那种真实的祷告。
So look at how this psalmist is he's feeling a real heaviness as he's coming before God.
那么来看看，就是就像这个诗人来到神的面前，他真正的感受到他内心的沉重。
Psalm 102.
诗篇102篇
It's, there's a subscript there that says it is a prayer of one afflicted when he is faint and he pours out his complaint before the Lord.
那在102篇开始的地方有一个小小的注脚说困苦人发昏的时候在耶和华面前吐露苦情的祷告。
Hear my prayer, O Lord. Let my cry come to you.
耶和华，求你听我的祷告，容我的呼求达到你面前。
Do not hide your face from me in the day of my distress. Incline your ear to me. Answer me speedily in the day when I call.
我在极难的日子，求你向我侧耳。不要向我淹没，我呼求的日子，求你快快应允我。
For my days pass away like smoke, and my bones are burning like a furnace.
因为我的年日如烟云消灭，我的骨头如火把烧着。
My heart is struck down like grass and is withered. I forget to eat my bread.
我的心被伤，如草枯干，甚至我忘记吃饭。
Because of my loud groaning, my bones cling to my flesh.
因我哀哼的声音，我的肉紧贴骨头。
I'm like a desert owl of the wilderness, like an owl of the waste places.
我如同旷野的鸠鹄，我好像荒场的候鸟。
I lie awake, I am like a lonely sparrow on the housetop.
我警醒不睡，我像房顶上孤单的麻雀。
That is a person who is heavy of heart.
这就显现了一个人内心的沉重。
And someone has said that Psalm 102 presents a deeply personal prayer in response to a public crisis.
那有人曾经说过呢，就是诗篇第102篇呢，是一个人呢在回应一种公共危机感的时候，公共危机的时候，一种非常深沉的一种个人的祷告。
In other words, Psalm 102 is a prayer that expresses the pain that the writer has with the things that are happening around him.
那用另外一个用另外一个话语来说呢，就是诗篇呢在这里102篇表达了就是这个作者。对于他周围发生的一些事情的一种内心的痛苦。
The things that are happening around him are making him feel afflicted.
那他周围发生的这些事情呢，使他的内心非常的痛苦。
And he's presenting these before God.
那他把这一切呢，带到神的面前来。
Have you felt a heaviness upon your heart in light of recent events?
那对于最近的这些发生的一切事情呢， 你的内心有没有感到非常的沉重呢？
It doesn't mean that you are depressed all day.
并不是你并不需要，并不是只说你每天整天的都感到忧郁。
Because some of you may not feel deeply, you know, like the psalmist might feel. Some of you don't feel as much, and that's okay.
因为呢，你们当中有些人呢，不是说能够就是感触，能够像诗人这样的深，但是没有关系。
But there are things.Happening around the world that are bringing a heaviness on your soul.
但是呢，在当今世界上发生的这些事情呢，会带给我们内心，使我们内心呢，非常的沉重。
It could be the effects of the coronavirus.
或许呢，是因为我们的因为我们经历的冠状病毒。
As you see the way the virus affects the world, it affects you.
我们看到呢，冠状病毒是如何的影响了整个世界，同时呢，也影响了你。
You see how the coronavirus is affecting the economy.
你也看到，冠状病毒是如何影响了经济。
And it affects you.
同时呢，它也影响了你。
I mean, come on, people, we've lost soup plantation.
你我们也知道，就是我们最喜爱的这家餐馆叫 soup plantation 都已经关门了。
Soup plantation.
这家餐馆叫 Soup Plantation 都关门了
It's gone
他们再也不会存在了
How can that not affect you?
那如何能够不影响你呢这样的事情
Our AV guy Michael in the back He probably goes to Soup Plantation all the time
我们那个 Michael 弟兄可能去以前是经常去 Soup Plantation 这家餐馆的
You probably don't Michael But he probably wept that day
如果你知道 Michael 的话，或许他那天都听到这个消息的时候，他都会哭了。
It could be the effects of the injustice that we see.
或许呢，也这是因为这些不正义的事情我们所看到的。
But not just the injustice, but the effects of injustice.
不仅仅是这个不正义的事件，而是而是包括这个 不正义这个事件而引起的这个结果
Because the effects of the injustice causes violence
那因为这个不正义呢而引起了这些这些暴乱
It caused hate
引起了仇恨
It causes revenge
也引起了这个报复
So instead of just seeing one act of injustice, we have another act of injustice because of that injustice.
所以呢，我们看到呢，就是因为一个不正义的事件发生了呢，接下来有另一个不正义的事件也发生了。
Can you say that that does not bring a heaviness upon your soul?
那这一切的一切，你能够说这不影响，这能够不使你的内心感到沉重吗？
And then we hope.In every country, that countries around the world would be led by wise and humble leaders, but they're not.
那我们呢，同时也希望就是每个国家呢，每个国家呢都能有一群就是谦卑的领导人在带领他们。但是并不是这样的。
So when we look at how countries are being led, does that not bring a heaviness on your soul?
当我们看到我们的国家是如何被带领的，那你的内心会不会感到沉重呢？
That's what's happening publicly.
那这些呢都是在公共上发生的。
What about when you see what's happening in the lives of your family members or your friends?
那呢，如果你看到就是你的家人和你的朋友上发生的一些事情呢
？Do some of these things weigh upon your soul?
那这些事情是不是使你的内心感到沉重呢
？And I know some of you are going to track with me on this when you think of the spiritual condition of the people that you care about around you and you see that they are spiritually off track does that not weigh upon your soul
那如果当你看到你周围的有一些人特别在灵命上在信心上有挣扎的时候那是不是也使你的内心感到沉重呢
you see I think we actually all do relate with the psalmist
所以你有没有看到所有的这些呢？这些呢，都其实跟诗篇上写的是紧紧相连的。
You might read something like this, a private prayer, and you say, wow, that is so dramatic.
或许呢，你自己在自己一个人在读诗篇的时候呢，你就觉得，哎呀，这些祷告真的感觉非常戏剧化。
But you know, God's word has an extreme amount of relatability with it.
但是呢，神的话语呢是有，神的话语呢是有非常强的，就是和当时的事件呢有非常强的关联性的。
Because how do you know when things affect you?
因为你如何知道有些事情在影响着你呢
？Sometimes you want to just shout out about it.
因为有时候呢，你只想大声的呼喊。
And you see that right here.
那你也在这里祷告当中看到。
It causes a reaction in you.
它呢，使你内心呢有反应。
Sometimes it fires you up, like in verse 3, where he's feeling heated.
就像在第三节说的，就是有时候呢，使你内心呢，如火把烧着。
Sometimes you lose your appetite, like it says in verse 4.
有时候呢，就像第四节说的，有时候呢，你就会使你失去胃口。
Sometimes it makes you feel so alone, like in verse 6 and 7.
就像第六节、第七节说的，有时候呢，这些事情呢，会使你感到会非常的孤独。
Sometimes it causes you to lie awake at night.
有时候呢，这些事情呢，会使你整夜不眠。
You want to complain and say something about it.
你想呢，对这些事情呢，抱怨，你想说一些什么。
But what Psalm 102 is teaching us.
但是呢，诗篇第一百零二篇所要教导我们的是
，is that we need to say it to God.
我们呢需要和神说。
What Psalm 102 is showing us.
那诗篇一百零二篇所要显示给我们看的是
，is that when we are feeling afflicted and a heaviness upon our soul.
当我们内心感到沉重的时候
，we need to cry out to God.
我们需要向神呼求。
Too often, when Christians think about prayer,
通常呢，当基督徒呢，想到祷告的时候
，we think that prayer is boring and sterile.
我们呢，有时候会觉得就是祷告呢是非常的枯燥无聊的。
As if when we pray, we have to approach God like a quiet little mouse.
我们祷告的时候呢，总是觉得好像我们要以一种安静的方式向神去靠近。
When Christians think about prayer, we think about the list we have to pray through.
当基督徒祷告的时候呢，我们总是有一张好像有一个表，有一个列表一样，我们要祷告在列表上所列的一些项目。
We think about this routine that we go through, right? You know, I'm talking about the routine that we pray through.
我们呢，通常呢，总是以一种常规的方式去祷告。
And on the other hand,
但是呢，另外一方面
，when things are really affecting us,
当一些事情真正影响我们的时候
，when things are afflicting us.
当有些事情真正的影响我们内心的时候
，We actually don't cry out to God about those things.
我们呢对这些事情呢，其实并没有向神去呼求。
You see, there's a misunderstanding we have with what prayer really is.
大家有没有看到，就是我们对呢，什么是真正的祷告呢？有一种误解。
Because boring is.And sterile are not the words that God would use to describe what He desires out of His children.
那枯燥无聊这些字眼呢，并不是神希望，神希望在他的孩子的身上所看到的。
You see, it's not that things don't affect you.
那并不是说这些事情不影响你。
It's that the things that affect you, you don't bring it to God.
而是因为这些事情呢，影响你的事情呢，你却不把它带到神的面前来。
But that's exactly what Psalm 102 is modeling for us.
那这就是诗篇一百零二篇所要显示给我们看的。
That we need to learn to cry out to God.
我们要学习向神呼求。
But why?
那为什么呢
？Why should we learn to cry out to God?
那我们为什么要学习向神呼求呢？
The psalmist gives us some reasons here.
那诗篇当中呢，也给了我们一些理由。
First, the psalmist reminds us of what is happening in the world today.
那在诗篇上也提醒我们，就是当今世界上在发生什么事情。
He reminds us that the world is fallen.
诗篇当中也提醒我们，就是世界呢是一个堕落的世界。
The world is fallen. Say that to someone.
世界是一个堕落的世界。
Say it. The world is fallen.
我们可以相互说，世界是一个堕落的世界。
So why do we need to cry out to God?
那我们为什么要向神呼求呢？
We need to cry out to God because the world is fallen.
我们要向神呼求，因为这个世界是一个堕落的世界。
You know, God created the world.
神创造了这个世界。
And it was good.
它是美好的。
When God created the world, it was good.
当神创造了这个世界的时候，世界是好的。
And when he created humankind,
当神创造了人类，
we were the most special of all creation.
我们是在所有的一些创造之物当中的最。
And God looked on all that he created.
神看着他所创造的一切。
And it was very good.
一切都是非常的美好。
God created us specially so that we would have an unbroken relationship with him.
那神创造我们的时候呢，他特别的创造，就是创造了我们和他不可分开、不可破坏的关系。
So that we would experience something that nothing else in creation would experience, which is a love relationship with him.
所以我们人类呢，可以经历这种特别的关系，就是这种爱和神与神相爱的关系。
But see, it doesn't even take you to be God to know that with true love, there has to be a choice.
那你不需要成为神而知道这件事情。如果是一种真正的爱呢，那就要有选择。
Because love from a robot that is programmed to love is not true love.
那比如说像一个机器人上，我们机器人的爱呢，从机器人身上的来的爱呢，不是一种真正的爱。
And so he gave mankind a choice.
所以呢，他给了人类一种选择。
To choose God.
去选择神。
To enjoy God.
去享受神。
And to experience the abundant love and life that he has for us.
去经历神所为我们准备的丰富的爱和丰富的生命。
Or you can choose not God.
但是呢，你也可以不选择神。
And you can try to do life apart from God.
你也可以选择离开神。
And you can try to enjoy a life and experience a life without the abundant love of God.
但是呢，你也可以选择就是没有神去过没有神的日子。
Adam and Eve chose the latter.
亚当和夏娃呢选择了后者。
They chose to sin.
他们选择了罪。
And we call that the fall.
我们呢称之为堕落。
And the disease of sin entered into all humankind.
那这个罪恶的疾病呢，就传给了我们所有的人类。
So that every descendant of Adam and Eve carries the disease of sin.
那所有的亚当和夏娃的后代呢，都带有这个罪恶的疾病。
And the leading experts all know.
所以这些专家们都知道。
By the way, the death rate of this disease of sin is 100%.
而且呢，这个疾病，这个罪恶的疾病的死亡率呢，是100%。
The psalmist talks about this in verse 20.
那在诗篇102篇第20节当中就提到
，Where he's referring to the groans of the prisoners，
他呢讲到就是被囚之人的叹息。
When he refers to those who were doomed to die，
当他讲到那些将要死的人
The fall has caused us all to be prisoners in this world.
那这个堕落呢，使我们所有的人都成为了囚人。
People are doomed to die.
所有的人呢，都是将要死的人。
So if we ask the question, what in the world is going on?
那我们如果问这个问题，世界上到底在发生什么事呢？
The people of God at least must know.
但是呢，如果是神的子民呢，就一定要知道。
When we see everything that is going on in the world today,
当我们看到这当今世界上发生的这一切，
at least the people of God have to know.
至少神的子民需要知道。
What's happening in the world?
世界上在发生什么呢？
The world is fallen.
世界在堕落。
Death and decay.
死亡和腐烂。
Sickness and disasters.
疾病和灾害。
In Genesis chapter 3.
在创世纪第三章。
The results of the disease of sin.
那这个罪恶的这个疾病的结果是什么呢？
It's pain.
痛苦。
And weeds.
杂草。
I hate pain.
我讨厌痛苦。
我讨厌pain, yes. 我讨厌pain. I'm getting older.
我在变老。
My children laugh at me.
我的孩子总是嘲笑我。
Because I now have more and more pain in my body.
因为我在变老，我的身上就有不同的地方，就有这里痛，那里�ong。
Do you hate pain?
你讨厌痛吗？
I know Peter hates pain.
我知道Peter很讨厌。
Peter says he wakes up with pain.
Peter 说他早上起来就有痛。
Right, Peter? Do you hate pain, brother? Say, I hate pain.
我们一起说我讨厌痛。
Pain comes because of sin.
那痛苦是因为罪而来的。
I do gardening at home.
我在家里呢，整理花园。
You know what I hate the most in my yard?
那在我的花园里，我最讨厌的是什么呢？
Weeds.
杂草。
I hate weeds.
我非常讨厌杂草。
You know why there's weeds in the world?
那你们知道为什么在这个世上有杂草吗？
Because of sin.
是因为罪恶。
That's why there's weeds in the world.
所以因为罪，我们世界上才有杂草。
When I pull the big weeds in my yard,
当我拔起一根大的杂草的时候，
I say, I hate sin.
我就说我讨厌罪。
All of the brokenness in the world today,
所有这一切世界上的一切的破碎，
it's a result of the fallenness of this world.
是因为这个世界堕落的一个结果。
It's sin.
是因为罪。
The Bible says that the whole creation is subjected to frustration in Romans 8.
那在罗马书第八章也说到， 受造之物浮在虚空之下。
So that's what we see today.
那这就是我们今天所看到的。
The other reason why bad things happen in the world,
那另外一个原因就是为什么世界上有不好的事情发生呢？
Is because people are sinners.
是因为人类是罪人。
Say that, people are sinners.
我们大家一起说人类是罪人。
Because people are sinners, they are blind to seeing from God's eyes.
所以因为我们人类是罪人，所以我们的眼睛是瞎的。
Because people have sin,
因为我们有罪,
their heart is hardened.
我们的内心是坚固的,
and they cannot live in a way that receive the blessing of God.
我们呢，看不到神给我们的祝福。
That's why we see injustice.
所以这就是我们为什么看到在不公义的事情当中。
That's why political leaders are corrupt.
所以我们看到这些政治领袖呢都腐败。
That's why the only way to respond to evil is to commit more evil.
所以呢，在这个世界上呢，唯一对那种罪恶的回应呢，是更加罪恶。
People are sinners. What do we expect? But the third reason why bad things are happening in the world is because there is a very real and maleficent enemy of God.
是因为第三个原因，是因为在这个世界上有一个真真实实的神的敌人。
Demons cause harm.
魔鬼是会带来伤害的。
You gotta watch out for them demons.
我们一定要警醒那些魔鬼。Say
that to someone, watch out for them demons.
我们相互地说，对那些魔鬼要警醒。We
have to watch out.
我们一定要警醒。
Satan has one goal.
那撒旦呢，有一个目标。
One goal.
一个目标。
And that is to thwart the movement of God.
那就是阻挠神的行动。
Wherever God is moving,
不管神去哪里,
the demons want to thwart that.
那魔鬼呢，就想阻挠他。
That's why Satan is called the adversary.
所以呢，撒旦呢是被称为神的对抗者。
He's called the God of this age.
他呢是称为这个世上的神。
And the scriptures tell us that the God of this age blinds the eyes.
那在圣经上呢也告诉我们，就是当世的这个神呢，使我们的头脑发黑。
He blinds the minds of the unbelievers.
那他呢，使那些不信神的人呢，头脑发黑。
So that they can't even see the gospel of God.
所以呢，他们就看不到神的福音。
That's why we need to cry out to God.
所以呢，我们要向神求救。
We need to cry out to God because the world is fallen.
我们要向神求救，因为这个世界是一个堕落的世界。
And there is only one way that sinners can see the gospel.
那只有通过一条途径，这些罪人呢，才能看到神的福音。
We are called to give the gospel.
我们呢，是被称作要去宣传这个福音。
We are called to cry out for these people of the world.
我们呢，被称作要为这些人去求救。
But there is only one way that unbelievers can see and understand the gospel.
但是呢，只有一条途径，这些不信神、不信主的人呢，可以看到、听到神的福音。
Who gives sight to the blind?
那谁使瞎眼看到的呢？
Who makes blind eyes see?
谁使瞎眼看见的呢？
Brothers and sisters, that's why we need to cry out to God.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们需要向神呼求。
Left without God,
如果离开了神,
things inevitably go from bad to worse.
那事情呢，肯定是不可避免的从坏变到更坏。
That's why when you see things going from bad to worse, and it brings a heaviness to your soul.
所以呢，当你看到有些事情从坏变到更坏呢，你的内心呢就非常的沉重。
You got to cry out to God.
那你就应该向神呼求。
Brothers and sisters, that's why you, me, we need to learn to cry out to God.
所以呢，弟兄姐妹们，你和我，我们大家呢，要学习如何向神呼求。
Crying out for the world around us.
我们呢，为我们周围的世界向神呼求。
Living in the darkness.
生活在黑暗当中。
We need to cry out to God.
我们需要向神呼求。
But the psalmist here,
但是在这里诗人说,
he's not only crying out to God because the world is fallen.
但是在这里呢，诗人呢，不仅仅是因为这个世界是一个堕落的世界而向神呼求。
Because the heart of this prayer,
是因为这个祷告人的心。
What has truly broken the heart of the psalmist?
那什么使这位诗人的内心真正的破碎呢？
Is the condition of Zion. That's what it says here.
那在圣经上所提到是因为 当时西安的境况。
Zion represents the city of David.
那西安呢在当时呢是代表大卫城的。
It represents Jerusalem.
它是代表耶路撒冷。
So in other words, what is breaking the heart of the psalmist is the condition of God's people.
那用另外一句话语来说呢，当时就是使这位诗人内心破碎的呢，是因为当时子民神的子民的情况。
So what is really driving the cry of this psalm is the spiritual condition of the people of God.
那正是因为当时这些神的子民的灵命的境况呢，才使这位诗人的内心呢真正的焦虑，向神呼救。
And we see that, don't we, over and over again in the Word of God.
我们呢在神的话语中呢，也一次又一次的看到这一点。
That the people of God have this propensity to drift away from the heart of God.
那我们一次又一次的看到呢，就是神的子民呢有这种倾向，就是从神那里离开。
That over and over again, God is trying to invite and draw His people in to experience Him, but they have a propensity to keep drifting away.
一次又一次的我们也看到就是神呢尽力的想把他的子民拉近，但是一次又一次的神的子民呢总是有这种要离开神的倾向。
And oftentimes it's not that they stopped performing the religious activities.
并不是说这些神的子民呢停止了就是那些宗教上的一些仪式或者活动。
In fact, the people are so routine to keep doing all the religious activities.
事实上呢，这些人呢一直在举行，一直在进行那些宗教上的仪式。
They keep doing and offering their sacrifices.
他们呢也一直在举行宗教上的仪式，他们也一直在献祭。
Saying words that honor God.
他们呢也一直在说那些荣耀神的话语。
But what does it say in Isaiah?
但是呢，在以赛亚书上说什么呢
？Chapter 29, verse 13.
第九节第九章。第二十九章第十三节。
The Lord says, "These people come near to me with their mouth, and they honor me with their lips."
那以赛亚书第二十九章第十三节是这样说的：主说，因为这百姓亲近我，用嘴唇尊敬我。
But their hearts are far from me.
但是他们的心却远离我。
Their hearts are far from me.
心却远离我。
Their worship of me is based on merely human rules that they have been taught.
他们敬畏我，不过是领受人的吩咐。
This verse always breaks my heart.
当我读这段经文的时候，我的内心是就好像是破碎了一样。
Does it break yours?
那你是不是有同样的感受呢？
See, I know some of you are not tracking with me, but I know some of you are.
我知道你们当中有些人和我同步的。
But some of you are not.
但是你们当中有些人是没有。
But I know there's some of you who are tracking with me. That's why I knock on wood. You got to knock on wood. Clap your hands if you're with me.
所以你如果和我同步在这里的话，你就一同和我拍手。
When you see the spiritual condition of some people around you,
当你看到你周围的人的啊灵命上的情况
，and it just breaks your heart，
它使你的内心都破碎了。
Because you've been there before too，
因为你曾经也经历过这样。
And maybe you have the same propensity，
或许因为你也有同样的一些同样类似的倾
向。And you know what it's like. You know the experience to want to be close to the heart of God, but you've drifted away.
你也经历过，就是你想要和神亲近，但是呢，你还是离开了。
And when you see other Christians, other people of God drifting away,
当你看到其他的基督徒、其他的信徒离开神的时候，
we have to cry out to God.
我们呢，一定要向神求救。
That's why we have to cry out to God.
这就是为什么我们需要向神求救。
This psalmist is realizing, I want so much more for this person or this people of God.
因为这诗篇上当中也显示给我们看，就是我希望就是神的子民，我希望他们得到更多。
But I don't know what to do.
但是呢，我真正的不知道我该怎么做。
In fact, that's actually what he prays in verse 11.
事实上呢，这也是他在第十一节当中所祷告的。
He says, I wither away like grass.
在十一节当中他说，我也如草枯干。
And here's the transition. You always see the transition in lament psalms.
所以在哀歌当中呢，你通常会看到这个转换性的章节。
And it says this. It says, "But you."
在这里说，但是你。
See, I cannot do anything.
我做不了任何的事情。
But you.
但是你。
I want to help them. I want to change their heart. But I wither like grass. Who am I?
我想要帮助他们，我想要改变他们，但是我自己也如草枯干。
I see this person and they need a heart surgery.
我看到这个人，我就觉得他需要一个心脏的手术。
And I can't do anything.
但是我做不了。
Because I wither like grass.
因为我自己也像枯草一样。
But it is so heavy on my heart for them, God.
但是呢，我的内心呢，为他们感到非常的沉重。
And I cannot do anything.
但是呢，我什么都做不了。
But you.
但是你。
What does he say? But you, O Lord, are enthroned forever.
但是呢，但是神呢，神啊，你是永远的在这个王位上。
But you are remembered throughout all generations.
但是你是纪念，纪念的名也存到万代的。
And so he says, "You will arise and have pity on Zion."
他说你会再起来。会怜悯锡安。
It is the time to favor her.
现在是可怜她的时候。
The appointed time has come.
日期已经到了。
It is not just 可怜 actually in the language. It is the time to favor her. How do you translate that in direct
translation? 这不仅仅是说可怜她的时候，而是把她当作你最爱。
It is the time to bless her.
这是时候要去祝福她了。
Because God, it must come from you.
因为神啊，这一切都要从你而来。
All good things come from you.
所有好的事情都从你而来。
God, now is the time for your favor.
那现在就是这个时候了。
He's praying, Lord, why am I so sad?
他在祷告，问神为什么我是如此的悲哀呢？
But when I see the spiritual condition of your people,
但是当我看到你的子民的灵命上的状况，
when I see the spiritual condition of your people,
当我看到你的子民的灵命上的状况的时候，
I cannot do anything.
我却做不了什么。
This is my prayer, brothers and sisters.
这就是我的祷告，弟兄姐妹们。
And God showed me this only this morning.
神今天早上显示给我看
I wither like grass What can I do to help the spiritual condition of the people of God?
我又能做什么呢? 看到我周围的人的灵命上的情况。
But you, Lord,
但是你,
you are enthroned. And you see what happens here when you pray like this?
那当你这样如此祷告的时候, 你看到了什么呢?
When you cry out to God,
当你向神呼求的时候,
and you remember who God is,
当你记得神是谁的时候,
and you say, you are seated on the throne, God,
你说神啊, 你是在王位上的,
God, with you is all the power,
你是有权柄的,
then you begin to pray not in weakness,
那你的祷告呢,
but you pray with confidence.
那你的祷告呢是有信心的祷告。
You see, the psalmist doesn't say, oh, will you please God?
那在诗人呢是不是说这样子请求神呢?
No,
神你可不可以?
He prays with confidence.
他的祷告是有信心的。
Because he knows with confidence this is the heart of God.
因为他知道这就是神的心。
And he says, you will arise, Lord.
他知道他跟神说, 你会起来。
And you will have pity, that is the mercy on your people.
你会对你的子民有怜悯。
And now is the time that you will have favor on your people.
那这个时候就是这个时候, 就是你显示给你的子民看的时候，你对我，你那你的子民是最爱的。
That is what we need to pray for.
这就是我们需要祷告的。
We need to declare the promises of God.
我们需要宣扬神的应许。
You will have favor on your people, Lord.
你会喜爱你是喜爱你的人子民的。
Now is the appointed time for your people to rise up.
但是现在就是这个时候是让你的子民起来的时候。
But why?
但是为什么呢?
Why is it so important that the people of God are woken up?
那为什么要让神的子民清醒是如此的重要呢?
Why?
为什么要让神的子民清醒呢?
So important.
为什么这一点是非常重要呢?
Because look at this.
我们来看这里。
In verse 15.
再看第15节。
Why does he say, Lord, now is the time? Lord, now is the time. Have favor on your people.
那为什么诗人说现在就是这个时候日期已经到了?
Verse 15.
第15节,
look at.
来看第15节,
nations will fear the name of the Lord, and all the kings of the earth will fear your glory.
列国要敬畏耶和华的名, 世上诸王都敬畏你的荣耀。
Look at verse 16. For the Lord builds up Zion, the people of God. He appears in his glory.
第16节, 因为耶和华建造了西安, 神的子民, 在他荣耀里显现。
You guys got to look at me right now. Listen.
请大家看我, 仔细地听。
Our Sunday school teacher said this morning, God is speaking. It is too obvious. He is shaking in the whole world.
我们今天早上, 主日学的老师今天也跟我们说, 神在和我们讲话, 神在, 摇动整个世界。
But everywhere we look in the Bible, look at me. Are you zooming in on me?
大家请看我, 我们看到圣经上的每一处。
Our video is going to get better and better. Everywhere we look in the Bible,
我们看到圣经上的每一处。
Over and over again,
一次又一次,
before God shakes the world, he shakes his people.
在神动摇整个世界的时候，他通常会动摇他的子民。
Before God wakes the world, He needs to wake His people.
那在神要唤醒这个世界的时候，他总是会唤醒他的子民。
Another psalm that I was going to preach in, actually it was the people of God saying, wake up, God, wake up.
那另外有在诗篇上我也要打算讲的，就是神对我们说
No, 我神的人对神说醒来啊。
神对神的子民说，神对他的子民说
No, 起来。神的人对神说，神啊，你醒来啊，你醒来啊， wake up God. And you know what God says to them? He says, you wake up.
那神反而对他的子民说，你先醒来。
You're telling me to wake up?
你在告诉我醒来。
I've been trying to wake you up.
我已经一直在试图的叫醒你。
You don't see what's happening here in the people of God?
你有没有看到在这里神的子民当中正在发生什么吗？
You just look at the Old Testament. Do you think God was not trying to wake up his people so that he says for you to be a light to the Gentiles?
你有没有看到在旧约上神也说多次的说过，你要起来，你要醒来，你要成为人类的光。
Brothers and sisters, why do we need to cry out to God?
那弟兄姐妹们，我们为什么要向神呼求呢？
Because God always uses His people to wake the world.
因为神总是使用他的子民来唤醒这个世界。
What you need to cry out to God is not, God, are you awake?
你当你向神呼求的时候，你不是说神你是清醒的吗？
What you need to pray to God is, God, am I awake?
你应该向神这样祷告说，问神我是不是清醒的？
Because I'll tell you right now, brothers and sisters.
因为我现在就要告诉你。
There are Christians around the world that are tracking with what God is doing right now.
因为我知道在这个世界上有一些基督徒是和神是非同步的。
It is not one specific thing, I'll tell you that.
不是说某一件特别的事情。
It is not that the church has to do something completely different, I'll tell you that.
并不是说一个教会需要做一件完全不一样的事情。
But it's that the church needs to wake up.
但是呢，教会需要清醒。
There are churches around the world that are waking up right now.
那现在呢，在这个世界上呢，有些教会呢，正在醒来。
And they realize that their mission is to be part of God's mission to wake the world.
他们也意识到他们的使命呢，就是要成为神的一部分，就是要
God
就是要唤醒其他的教会。
God, no,
就是要唤醒这个世界。
That's right. God's mission is unstoppable, but it is through us.
神的使命是不可停止的，但是是通过我们。
Don't keep saying God's mission is unstoppable.Because I had that phrase and I was saying it.
你不用一直说神的使命是不可停止的。
Because some of us are stopping it.
因为我们当中有些人停止了。
Some of us in this church are not tracking with what God is doing.
我们在我们这个教会当中有些人呢，没有和神同步的走在一起。
God is shaking and you are sleeping.
那神在摇动我们，但是我们呢却在睡觉。
But my prayer for this church,
我对我们教会的祷告是
is that we will wake.
我们会清醒。
And that God will use the people who are willing in this church to wake the world.
那神会使用这些愿意和神一起工作的这些子民
church
去唤醒整个世界。
Be shifting.
那这个教会会做转变。
This church will keep shifting.
那这个教会也一直会做转变。
Shifting more and more with the heart of God. Both pastors are very clear on this.
那我们两个牧师也非常的就是清楚这一点，就是我们的教会呢一直会跟着神去转变。
Pastor James says, if the church is not changing in the right ways, it is a dead church.
那如果这个教会是没有向正确的方向转变的话，那这个教会就是死的。
We need to reach the world.
我们要走向这个世界。
And if you actually keep going in this psalm,
那我们如果一直接下去读诗篇的话
，Verse 18, he's building up Zion. He's waking up Zion for what?
他在他要唤醒西安。他为什么要唤醒西安？
He says, "Let this be recorded for a generation to come."
第十八节说，这必为后代人的必为后代的人记下。
So that a people yet to be created may praise the Lord.
将来受造的民要赞美耶和华。
We need to cry out to God.
我们需要向神呼求。
So that we can reach the world.
所以我们可以向走入这个世界。
We need to cry out to God.
我们要向神呼求。
So that this church will reach the next generation.
那我们这个教会呢，就可以走向下一。后一代。
I could think of two older brothers and sisters.
我可以现在呢，我可以就是联想到两个年长的弟兄姐妹。
They are not 老基督徒。
他们
They're not old Christians.
他们不是老的基督徒。
They are mature Christians.
他们是成熟的基督徒。
One.
第一个。
Is a sister in Christ.
是在我们主内的一个姐妹。
That every time I hear her pray,
每次当我听到她祷告的时候，
she knows that the responsibility of the church is to shine the gospel to the world around us.
她知道每次她祷告的时候，她知道我们教会的责任就是要把我们的这个光照到世界上去。
I hear it.
我听到
I see it in her life and I love it.
我看在她的生命当中看到我非常的喜爱
Because she's tracking with God's heart.
因为她一直在跟着神的话语走
Right? You amen that? Okay, that's a sister in this church.
那这就是我们教会里的一个姐妹
Not everyone thinks like that.
我知道不是每个人都像这
样 There is another brother, a mature brother.
我们有另外一个就是成熟的基督徒的弟兄。
He used to be a deacon.
他以前是我们长执会的。
And I didn't always understand the things he was trying to push for the church or lead or help give ideas for the church.
以前呢，我就是不是那么明白，就是他对教会所做的一些事情。
But his pattern, if you really examine it.
但是如果你真正观察的话，他的模式是
，was to set up the church for the next generation。
而是呢，就是要把这个要为了这个要为了后一代的人而建造这个教会。
He was always making decisions of sacrifice today for the benefit of the next generation。
他做的决定呢，都是为了后代的人而去牺牲，我们做今天的牺牲。
We will make sacrifices today was his plan so that we can set this church up in strong foundations for the next generation.
他的计划就是我们做今天的牺牲但是为后代的人做下坚实的基础。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们
that's the heart of this psalmist right here.
这就是这里诗人的心。
That's the heart of God.
这也是神的心。
Why do we need to cry out?
我们为什么要向神求救
Because the world is fallen.
因为这是一个堕落的世界。
What do we expect from a world of sinners and where Satan has almost free reign?
Now, 那在这个世界上就是充满了罪人和撒旦所掌控的世界，我们能够期盼什么呢？
Number two, we got to cry out for this world because our brothers and sisters, including ourselves, are always drifting from the heart of God.
第二点，我们要向神求救，是因为我们的弟兄姐妹们，包括我们所有的人，总是要想要离开神。
Because of the spiritual condition of the church.
我们是因为我们教会的这个灵命上的这个境况。
Number three.
第三点。
We got to cry out to God, because God uses us to reach the world and the next generation.
我们要向神求救，是因为神是使用我们，要让我们走向这个世界，走向下一代。
Father, we commit ourselves to you.
神啊，我们把自己交给你。
Sometimes I pray that you would break our hearts like you break the heart of the psalmist.
有时候我向你祷告，希望你能够破碎我们的心，就像你破碎诗人的心一样。
Teach us to cry out to you and to seek your face.
教导我们向你呼求，去寻求你的信心。
Lord, I know that you are waking your children up around the world.
神啊，我知道你现在正是要使你我们周围的世界惊醒。
And I know that you will work through every one of your children who wakes up.
我也知道，就是每一位你的孩子醒来以后，都会按照你的意愿去做工。
We will have the honor and the privilege of experiencing your power.
我们呢有这个荣誉，我们有这个我们有福呢，能够想分享就是经历你的祝福。
We want to be in track with you.
我们呢想要和你一起同在。
We want to be in step with the Holy Spirit.
我们呢希望能和圣灵是同步的。
Align us, wake this small church up for the glory of your name.
神啊，为了你的荣耀，求你来唤醒我们这个教会。
In Jesus' name I pray.
我们奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.